We're speaking with Becca Schemberger, who is one of the organizers of the annual New Year's Fest of Kalamazoo. Becca, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
This is the 35th year for the New Year's Fest, but 2020 is not a normal year. So what kinds of changes are having to be made in this year's event?
Yeah, absolutely. So as everyone probably knows, in years past, New Year's Fest has been a very big production with over 13 different locations. We would use all the churches around Bronson Park, sometimes Epic Center, Farmers Alley Theater, the Radisson. But this year, obviously, everything going on with COVID-19 and the pandemic, we're unable to have anything inside this year. So we've kind of found a way to improvise and have the event safely. So there's actually three ways that you can participate this year. The first way is live and in person, but that's going to be outdoors on the North Kalamazoo Mall, kind of in front of Burdick's and the old Zazio's right there. We're utilizing the steps to kind of make a stage, and we will have live performers there from 7 to 10:45, and then a DJ from 10:45 to midnight. We are asking that everyone wears a mask, and we will have crowd control to help with social distancing. So that's the first way that you can participate. The second way, we are going to have live streaming. So there are four sites that are offering a live stream. So we're working with First Presbyterian Church, First United Methodist, and First Baptist to utilize their live streaming abilities that they have been using for their church services. And then the last location is Farmers Alley Theater, who will also have their live stream. Since no one's allowed inside, these can only be viewed on live stream. And we're actually, if you go to our website, which is www.newyearsfest.com, there is direct links to the artists that you would like to see and their live stream. And then the third way is through Public Media Network. We are going to have the pre-recorded shows from either live on the North Mall or from some of the live streams pre-recorded inside of the churches. So that's going to be available on Public Media Network from 7 to midnight as well. And we will also have the information on our website for viewers to be able to watch.
Are the performances on the live stream, those are different from the ones that are live down on the mall?
Correct. So some of the artists that are going to be performing live on the mall are also going to be a part of the live stream at different times. So multiple artists will perform live on the mall, and then they will go get their live stream so that people who don't feel comfortable coming out that still want to see those artists are able to see them via live stream and not just live and in person.
You know, in the past, people have gotten admission to New Year's Fest by buying a button, which allowed them to go to the various venues. How is that going to work this time?
So we do still have buttons on sale with brochures at the Hardings on West Main, the Hardings on South Westridge, Midtown Fresh in Kalamazoo, and at our office. We did reduce the price to just $5 this year, just under the circumstances. And technically, attendees, you know, could still come on the mall and watch the performance and not pay the $5. But in order to kind of keep the tradition alive, we are asking that if you are able to purchase a button or make a donation to New Year's Fest, that's what we're asking. But we realize that not everyone that tunes in is going to buy a button, and that's okay. But you are also able to buy a button online, which is also on our website. So you don't have to go in to buy a button. You can also purchase one on our website.
And no fee technically is required to watch the live streams, correct?
Well, technically, you could go to our website and you could still be linked to the live streams without paying that $5. So technically, you don't have to buy a button to watch that. But like I said, we're just asking that those who love New Year's Fest, in order to, you know, make it a tradition and keep it coming back, we would love if people would purchase a button for $5 to help support that. But it is not required.
And who are some of the people who are going to be performing this year?
So we have a lot of awesome acts. We have something for everyone, we'd like to say. We have jazz and classical acts. So we are having Tom Kniffick Quartet, Jonathan Moody, and Josh Holcomb, if you like jazz and classical. And then we also will have traditional country dancing that she's doing live stream. We'll have Clark the Juggler, who is a New Year's Fest favorite. Magician Alan Smola, who's also a New Year's Fest favorite, will be sending in a pre-recorded show. We'll have the magic of Preston Lyford. The Coach family from Farmer's Alley will be singing Broadway. And then we'll also have some bands and tribute acts. We'll have Ada Leanne back singing. We'll have DJ Monty, who will end the night with us. We'll have the band So Long Belladonna, Vinyl Tap, and Publicity Stunt. So we have a little bit of something for everyone. We'll also have street performers, stilt walkers, and some awesome street performers that I'll be walking along the mall as well.
Are you folks at the New Year's Fest confident that people will still turn out for this in spite of everything that's going on with the pandemic?
We're hopeful that people will. I hope that people, with the event being outside, we think that it's a safe option and it gives people still something to do on New Year's Eve. And I think we're all really ready to say goodbye to 2020. So I think people will be looking for something to do. We really want to support downtown as well. And having the performances on the North Kalamazoo Mall, attendees are able to utilize the community drinking zone, so they can support local restaurants and bars by grabbing a drink and walking around. We'll also be promoting any businesses that are going to be open the night of downtown on our website. And so we're confident that people will come out. I think the last couple Saturdays, the holiday markets have been going on the North Kalamazoo Mall as well. And those have had a great turnout. And we aren't able to do fireworks and the ball drop this year. But we are going to be doing at midnight. We'll have a giant video board that we will be sharing a goodbye to 2020 video. And we're encouraging anyone and everyone to go to our website, and there's a link to post a short video of yourself or your loved ones saying goodbye to 2020, and we're going to play that at midnight instead of fireworks this year. I think the last thing that we are offering a family pack on our website for $25. You're able to come pick that up at our office. That will include a coloring sheet for kids that has some of the acts on it. It'll include New Year's Eve swag, including Mardi Gras beads, noisemakers, a brochure so you know what you want to watch, instructions on how to stream, and then four buttons to commemorate this year.
Becca Schemberger is one of the organizers of the New Year's Fest of Kalamazoo. Thanks again so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.